بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك، فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر، فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا، أحسنهم خلقا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. علماء الكرام، brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening over the receivers live streaming, if we look into the history of Islam, and more specifically during the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the different ways that people were invited and were drawn to Islam, we will find there were different ways. First and foremost, obviously, the direct da'wah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving da'wah to the people, inviting them to Islam. Different occasions, sometimes one person, sometimes many people. Even in Jahiliyyah, the Kuffar and non-Muslims had their idea and version of Hajj according to their understanding. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go out to these places and give da'wah to the different people that were coming from the outskirts of Makkah and the Arabian Peninsula. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give them da'wah. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving individual da'wah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam going out to different places. The incident of Taif is very, very famous. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went there, and what treatment was meted out to him. See, that incident is very, very famous. But there is one incident that occurred afterwards when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes refuge in the garden of Qutba and Rabi'a, and they send out their slave to give Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam some grapes. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives da'wah to the slaves, and he asks him, "Who are you? What is your name? Where do you come from?" And he says, "I come from Nainawa." And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Do you know Yunus ibn Matta?" He says, "I know him, he was a great Nabi." So he says, "He's my brother. In the galaxy of Anbiya, he is my brother." So this person says, "You know him?" He says, "Yes," and he accepts Islam. So there is one way people accepted Islam. Then there are those people who recognize Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the previous scriptures, the likes of Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, who mentions himself, "Ma'rifati li Muhammadin ka ma'rifati li ibni bal huwa ashad." That when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Madina Munawwara and I saw him, then my recognition of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was clearer to me than the recognition of my very own son. So they recognized Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the previous scriptures and they accepted Islam. Various ways. Some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired them through dreams. Some people were worshipping the idols, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused those idols to speak. They accepted Islam. Then there are those people who accepted Islam through the akhlaq of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just meeting Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, coming into his suhbat, coming into his company, and witnessing his noble countenance and his excellent akhlaq, they were immediately drawn to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they accepted Islam. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran: وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praising Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, "O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you are stationed on a very, very high level and a very high platform of good akhlaq and character." In the second verse that we recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have made your heart soft towards the people. If you are harsh towards them, and if your heart was hard, then these people would have dispersed from you. They would have moved away from you. They would never want to be near you. But because of your good akhlaq and character, they are drawn to you. So this good akhlaq and character is something, that is one of the main objectives of tasawwuf. Together with the love, ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and acquiring the consciousness, taqwa, piety, together with that good akhlaq and good character is one of the great objectives. And this is what our mashayikh speak about, that a person has to make an effort on his akhlaq and take out all the akhlaqi razila, the evil traits, and be an akhlaqi hamira, good character. Expounding on this, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that if the example of a person who keeps good company is a person who has a friend who is selling itar and perfume, and he will go into his company. Perhaps the person who is selling that itar, maybe he will give him some, or he will sell him some, or even if he doesn't give him or sell him some, but just because he has his sohbat and his good company, then the smell of that perfume will come onto him. So like that also, if he wants this good akhlaq and he wants this good character, then he must go into the sohbat of good people and pious people and will imbibe this good character and akhlaq. It is unfortunate today that we have confined our good akhlaq and our good character to certain places and certain times. When we with our peers and our superiors, then we show very good akhlaq. But the true measure of a person is the right akhlaq that he shows to his peers and what akhlaq he shows to his superiors. He shows the very same akhlaq to those people who are his subordinates. So the businessman, when he's in his business, the akhlaq that he shows in the masjid, the akhlaq that he shows in the khanqa with his fellow murids, he must show the same akhlaq to his subordinates, the people that are working for him. There should be no difference. Like that also, the husband, how he treats his family at home, even the women folk, how do you treat the domestics at home? So we find that there is this great divide. We have understood our deen to be confined to, a majority of us, perhaps I am generalizing, but we have confined our understanding of deen to be to the five pillars of Islam. And after that, it is free for all. Our Honorable Ustad, Mr. Muhammad Amjad Sahib, Damat Barakatum, he was teaching us the Kitab Hidayah. The Kitab Hidayah, for those who don't understand, is a kitab that mentions all the masail of fiqh together with the proofs that have been, that prove these different masail. Our religion is based on proof, not just people shooting from the pocket and shooting from the hip, giving their own opinions. Everything is based on proof. So anyway, when he was teaching us this kitab, then he mentioned to us that this kitab is in four volumes. And only one volume is dedicated to the five ibadah. Basically the four with the exception of iman. And the other three volumes are dedicated to all the different aspects and branches of deen. So if a person understands deen to be the five pillars of Islam, then he's left out, so to say, almost three quarters of deen. How must he behave when it comes to his business transactions, showing good akhlaq, good character, doing business in a good manner, mu'asharat, how he will treat the family, how in his social life, how he must conduct himself. With regards to business and showing good akhlaq, that many of us sitting here are businessmen, why is it so important? Has Ibn Abdul Hamid Sa'adamid Barakatuh explained that he went to Malaysia and he asked the people there, that how did you people become Muslim? Whereas Malaysia, way Makkah, Medina, so far away. So the ulama explained that the people came from the Arab Peninsula, they came there and they settled down as traders. And within a short space of time, they had garnered the entire market, they had cornered the entire market. So the local traders became very upset that these people, they are foreigners, they have come here and they have taken away all our trade. So they went to the king to complain, that uproot these people, get them out from here. So the king was a just person, he sent his people into the market to find out what is the reason, why are people supporting the foreigners and they have left the locals. So they came back to the king with a report and they said there were two things. This is that these people, they were very honest in their dealings, the akhlaq was very good in their dealings. And the second thing is that they did not look at our women. So because of these two things over here, the people are supporting them and they are leaving our local people because they are dishonest and they are troubling the women all the time. So there, because of good akhlaq, whole nations became Muslim. Malaysia, Indonesia, the most populous Muslim nation in the entire world. Just because of good akhlaq. It is unfortunate that when it comes to business also we are unaware of the masail. We should consult with the Muftiyani Kiram, find out masail of business and practice these masail. Just to illustrate one other example, today when we go into many of our shops, we will find that there are big signs and placards that are put up, that no refunds, no exchange, no returns, no guarantees. So this is something that is very against the teachings of the Islamic business and good akhlaq in business. It is against the teachings. In one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can't remember the Arabic exactly, the mafu, the hadith, مَنْ أَقَالَ نَادِمًا أَقَالَ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةُ وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ, that when a person purchases something and he regrets that transaction, and now he wants to return that item because he doesn't want it, he's not happy with his purchase, then the person who had sold the item, then he should take it back. And the virtue of that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook the faults of that person. Such a great virtue has been mentioned of it. But today the kuffar have taken all our principles of business and customer care and public relations and they put it into their businesses. Today you will go to a non-Muslim shop and they will offer you a 3-way guarantee or a 4-way guarantee. But if you don't want the item, return it within so many days. And if you find it cheaper, we'll refund the difference. If it goes on sale within so many days, we will give you the difference. So many different ways they give you a guarantee. And we guarantee the product free of defects 1 year, 2 years. whatever it is. They have taken all our principles of Islamic good, Islamic akhlaq and character, and they have adopted it, and they have found success in business. And just to understand the psychology of this iqala, we don't rely on reasoning and psychology when it comes to understanding a hadith. We just accept what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. But if a person buys an item and he's unhappy with it and he wants to return it, and if the person doesn't want to take the item back, it leaves bitterness in the customer's heart. So you won't want to go back to the person the next time. You'll feel bitter. You'll go somewhere else. So maybe the businessman, he made a quick buck and that was it, but he lost the customer. So these people have understood the psychology and they have taken it forward. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just going back to that one incident that we learned from Hazrat, he explained this hadith, man aqala nadiman, that one time he was traveling in one of the African countries, most likely it was Botswana, and there is one businessman over there who has a principle that anybody can bring any item back at any time and return it whenever he wants, and there is no time limit to it. And that's the principle in his business. So anyway, on one occasion, one woman came with some radio or something, and was in a very bad condition, and she wanted to return it. So the person who was walking over there, he says, look, I know this is the policy, but this is a bit of an extreme case. It has been used for a long period of time, and I don't think it fits what our boss had intended. But anyways, I'll go and ask him. So the owner of that shop told him that, you know what, this is the principle, you have to give the person back their money. Because women, obviously she did it out of dire and straitened circumstances. Nevertheless, she's so happy when she gets her money back, she walks out onto the street and she starts screaming that this is the best shop in this whole town, this is the best shop in this whole town. So everybody looks for free publicity and good publicity for the business. So what can be said about this? Regarding the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَطْمَنُ مُؤْمِنَ إِمَانًا, that person who is most calming and complete in his iman is that person who has the best of akhlaq and character. And another hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to showing good akhlaq and character to the people in the house, the people at home. خِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ, that the best of you are those who are the best towards your own folk. So this is something that we all need to pay special attention to. Not just show good akhlaq in front of our peers and our superiors, but also to our own subordinates. And where this good akhlaq and good character is going to come from the suhbat of the Ahlullah, sitting in a company and taking benefit. And when we show this good akhlaq and character, then we will be walking public relations for the deen of Islam. We know what is happening in the world today, that people are committing such atrocities in the name of Islam. We know what is happening, what happened recently in Paris, etc. This is such terrible public relations for the Muslim ummah at large, and people are just going to show misdeen and hatred for us. We have to be flag bearers of Islam, show good akhlaq to the people around us, and we will show people the true picture of Islam, and we will become means of hidayah for many other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.